Just any kind of wish?
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have anything to do with marriage?
No.
You get married first?
Just a wish.
All right. Okay. Do you have a general term for the inside parts of a hog that are edible, but that you might not normally eat, like the lungs and the heart and all that?
Jowls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard the word haslet or harslet or hashlet?
No.
Okay.
Ham hock or something like that.
What?
Ham hock.
Oh, I see. Okay. What about, talking about a pig, some people take the small intestines of a pig and clean them out.
Chitlins.
Yeah. Do you eat those?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Just make sure they've been
cleaned very well.
Alright.
You ever smell them cooking?
Occasionally.
Yeah. Pretty rough.
Same thing with coot.
What?
Coot.
What is that?
Pool dew.
Never heard of it.
It's kind of like a duck.
A duck?
It's kind of, it's a form of duck. It's a mud duck.
It smells bad when you cook it?
Oh, it's terrible. You got to skin them. They still, ugh.
Is it worth the trouble?
No. They're stringy.
Why does anybody want to bother with it?
Some people like them.
Buddy to his own kick, I guess.
That's right.
All right, this expression, if a farmer hears his animals making a lot of noise toward the end of the day and they're hungry, he might say, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's right about
eating time.
Okay. Have you ever heard, you say you've been on a farm, have you ever heard a farmer call to his cows to get them to come up from the pasture?
Yes.
Do you remember what he said?
Well, he can whistle. He you know, it's kind of like saying something like, food, or suey.
Did you say that to cows?
No, that's to pigs.
Pigs.
Chick, you know, to chickens.
Remember anything specifically for cows?
A moo.
Yeah, he would just say that to get them to come to it?
Moo cow.
Have you ever heard anything like Sioux cow?
Sioux cow, yes, I heard.
Would you say anything different to calves, or would it be the same?
Calves follow on behind the rest of them.
Nothing special.
No. Yeah.
What about to get horses to come to?
I just whistle.
Whistle to the horse. Okay. Say if a man were plowing with horses, are you familiar with anything you might say to him to get him to turn left or right?
Hey.
Just that one word?
Yes.
You ever heard G and haul?
No.
G mean right, haul left?
No.
Okay. All right, say if you were riding a horse, what would you say to him to get him started?
Get it.
All right, to stop it?
Whoa.
Would you say anything to him if he were already moving to make him go faster?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to know what he calls a sheep?
No.
Okay.
Not in the sheep.
Yeah, stay away from the sheep.
Really?
Back up to the stump here.
Stump broke. That guy here at Tech Farm got a stump broke calf.
What is it?
Stump broke.
Stump broke. Is that what people around here
back
call
up to him?
Man.
Well, that's weird.
I can't see that.
He looks weird, though.
He has to be weird. He gets off on sheep.
You know that's where we got VD from? Sheep.
Okay. Never heard that?
VD originated from sheep. That's where that weird strain from Vietnam's coming through.
Huh.
We got that from the type of rhesus monkey over there.
Man.
People are weird, man.
James Dickey wrote a poem about, called Sheep Child. You know, the title suggests what it's about. It's like a bottle at a museum somewhere. Okay, this verb I'm looking for, if you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you know, put the gear on and everything. So you're going to do what to the horses?
Tack them or saddle.